You are listening to Elevator Speech, Business Education Style for September 20th, 2010. My name is Derek Davis, and I am your host for this podcast. Join us today as we cover how to approach a school administrator to land that dream teaching job. Hello, my name is Derek Davis. I'm a recent graduate of Bowling Green State University in the Business and Marketing Education program. Over the past few months, I have been researching different school districts around the country and found yours to be especially interesting. Your district website mentioned some cutting-edge programs that your district is involved with. One aspect that really caught my eye was your emphasis on integrating technology into the classroom with your laptop program. I was also impressed with your exceeds expectations rating on your state report card. To me, this demonstrates that the administration in your school district takes great pride in educating students with the best teaching and materials available. Your school district seems to be a very interesting and a supportive place to teach students, and I would love to be a part of your team.
Well, Derek, it sounds like you have really done your research on this opening. Can you tell us why you would be a good fit for our open teaching position in our marketing department?
Absolutely. When I was in high school graduate, I knew that I wanted to help other people in my future profession. I was very involved during my high school years and took leadership roles in summer day camps and coaching. This lit a passion in me. I knew that one of the best ways to help others in this world was to become a teacher. When I was selecting colleges, I chose Bowling Green State University because of their excellent reputation in preparing future educators. I knew that if I came to Bowling Green, I would receive the type of instruction that would make me an excellent teacher and someone who could change many lives throughout my career. Throughout my time at Bowling Green, I have been fortunate enough to have experienced many opportunities for professional growth that would help me become an effective business teacher. One of those opportunities happened to occur at the beginning of my sophomore year. I was one of 60 applicants out of 500 that were accepted for a resident advisor position on campus. I remained in that position for 4 years, overseeing hundreds of students and seeing them grow both personally and intellectually throughout the year. I was responsible for maintaining a safe environment for all the residents. I accomplished this by setting rules and procedures for the students to follow, which closely resemble skills that are necessary for classroom management. I also planned programs for my residents to attend that were both fun and educational. I aligned guest speakers, developed educational content, planned trips, and participated in focus committees to improve academic achievement on campus. I feel that this greatly aligns with the responsibilities that teachers have in planning lessons, participating on school committees, and planning field trips for students. In the classroom, I was taught by professors who had real-life experience in the educational field. These professors brought many of the leading-edge practices in education to life. A big part of our curriculum was learning how to implement technology and Web 2.0 tools into the classroom. With the laptop program that you have implemented in your school district, I am envisioning many interactive projects that I can involve my students with. We also learned about the importance of authentic-based learning in the classroom. I am a firm believer in implementing projects and assignments that prepare students for the future world that they will need to face. One way I plan on implementing this authentic learning is to establish a relationship with community businesses. My class will work directly with these business leaders on projects that can benefit both my students and the local community. One thing that I really focus on in this position as a business education teacher is being involved in the business community. One way I have accomplished this is through my internship and work. I interned at SeaWorld in their guest arrivals department and learned many valuable business practices that I would like to bring back to the classroom. I have worked with literally hundreds of thousands of customers, and I have the background to help my students effectively communicate with others. I also worked as a team leader for the U.S. Census Bureau. Here I learned how to plan and distribute different tasks to employees. I had the unique experience of learning management skills and leading a team. I am also an entrepreneur and currently own my own vending business. These experiences have enabled me to learn about the expectations that businesses have for their employees. I am also aware of the challenges of being an entrepreneur and self-employed. I want to share this knowledge with students so that they can do great things in their career and help revitalize our local economy. My student teaching experience was at Bowling Green High School with Mrs. Kelly. I taught marketing and was a co-advisor for their DECA program. Throughout the semester, I gained practical teaching knowledge and have become very good with interacting with students and planning interesting lessons. I am looking forward to continuing in this profession, and I hope it can be with a quality school district like yours. I would love to set up a time with you to discuss this opening in more detail. Is there a time that works best for you this week? Thank you for listening to today's podcast. As you leave this podcast, try to think of different approaches you can use in the all-important elevator speech. If you take this step, you will greatly enhance your career.